From Ballymoney and County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome in the Saviour's name to our Gospel broadcast. It's good to have you join with us today, and I hope you'll be able to stay with us for the next 15 minutes as the Reverend Raymond McLernan lets the Bible speak.
A warm word of welcome to you once again. We're so glad that you're able to join us today, and it's our prayer as always that the Lord will be pleased to draw near to you wherever you are and minister His own word to your heart. There's a question we want to share with you for a few moments. It's the first inquiry that God ever made concerning His creation, and the question was directed to Adam. We find it in Genesis 3 verse 9, "And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, Where art thou?" Adam is the only man in the history of the world who never knew what it's like to be a boy. Yet he behaved in a manner that we only expect of small, mischievous children. Adam sinned against the Lord, and when he realized his wrongdoing, he went and hid, at least tried to hide, just as a child will cover his eyes and think he's hidden because he can't see his parents. So Adam covered himself behind the trees in the garden and thought that God couldn't see him. And we know that that was a very foolish notion. We learn from Scripture that God is omniscient, that is, that He knows all things. 1 John 3 and 20 reads, "For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. Furthermore, God is omnipresent," meaning that His presence is everywhere. So there's no such thing as hiding where He can't find us. Adam soon found this out. Incidentally, isn't it a lovely thought that when he fell into sin, God was willing to come looking for him, to rescue him? You know, if the Lord should leave the sinner to himself, he would go to hell. There's not a man born who comes looking for God, but it is God who comes seeking the sinner. Luke 19:10 reads, "For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." And if today finds you as yet unsaved, then do take encouragement that the Lord has come seeking for you, and when He calls your name, you would be wise to respond to His call. If you don't, He may pass on by, and you'll miss heaven. But let's look at this question to Adam. This is God speaking, and He says, "Where art thou?" I'd like you to consider this question just now as if God is directing it to you personally. And very briefly, there are four areas of consideration we want to examine. First of all, where art thou in regard to location? When God put Adam in the beautiful Garden of Eden, the place was perfect. Genesis 2:15 tells us that God put him there to keep the garden and to dress it. There was only one tree in all of that plantation that was off limits, but again, like a disobedient child, that was the tree that he went for. Of course, he blamed Eve for giving him of the fruit of that tree, but he still took it, so he went against God's command. Then when God came to talk with him, Adam ran and hid. He tried to get away from the wrong he had just done. He was trying to hide from a matter that now troubled his conscience. Some people may decide that they've had enough of life in this part of the world, and they decide to pack up and move away to some, perhaps, exotic location. They may fondly dream of a retirement home in the sun, and the prospect does have a certain attraction about it. But could it be that some just may be actually trying to get away from God? Could it be that some are conscious of their sin? They imagine that if they could get away from this part of the world where there's so much talk of religion, maybe they could go somewhere that nobody would bother them, and they wouldn't have to think about God and sin and heaven and hell. If they could just escape the influence of the gospel, what peace of mind they would then have. Is that how you see it? Do you really think that a change of location would help bring peace to your troubled conscience? You know, if you are troubled about your sin, you should be on your knees thanking God, because it's a clear indication that God hasn't forgotten about you. Aye, it's more than that. It's a sure sign that the Lord is willing to save you if you'll only trust him. You know, as far as location goes, it wouldn't make a button of difference where you go on this earth. You can't get away from God. Then why should you want to run away? Unless, like Adam, you can't face up to your sin. The Lord wants to save you and make you ready for heaven. If you run away, you not only grieve the Lord, but you rob yourself of all hope of heaven. And you miss out on the joy of his salvation while you live here. So hiding doesn't make sense. Secondly, where art thou in relation to education? You might wonder what education has got to do with getting to heaven. Well, the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And base things of the world and things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. Now there's absolutely nothing wrong in having a good education. We really feel for young people these days because they have to struggle to get the best results possible in their exams. And even when they do, there are no guarantees that they'll find a job. But there are times when a good education can be a hindrance to a man. I think of Saul of Tarsus. Here was a man with a university degree. He was fluent in at least three languages, and he could boast that he was not a whit behind the very chiefest apostles. But he was a danger to himself and a terror to the early New Testament church. He tormented the life out of the Christians in his day. He was so clever, he thought that the Lord Jesus Christ was an impostor, and he was so blind he didn't realize he was persecuting the only one who could save him, the one who loved him and died for him. You know, when you think of it, although the Lord Jesus was born King of the Jews, yet he didn't mingle with royalty or people in high places, but in contrast walked among the common people, fishermen, tax collectors, sinners generally. But here was Saul, a well-educated man, but living a wild life without the Lord and getting nearer to hell every day. In that light, his education was no good to him. But we're glad that he did get saved one day, and God made him to become one of earth's greatest preachers. But thirdly, where art thou in regard to accommodation? If you visit Belfast at the end of September each year, you can go along to the Ideal Home exhibition. That's really a misnomer. It might be called the Ideal House, for whilst they have on display all the latest mod cons that make everyday living that bit easier, yet the single most important ingredient that is needed to make a home is missing. I refer to the Bible. A house that has no Bible is not really a home. That family that lives without the Bible is bereft of the greatest treasure on earth, because the Bible is the very Word of God. And history shows that when people live without the Word of God, they do not do well when it comes to dying. Any man can live without God, but no man can afford to die without him. And when we talk about accommodation, I put it to you that if you don't have Christ in your house, then all you have is a house, but it's not really a home. Scripture says that except the Lord build the house, they labour in vain that build it. Have you ever invited the Lord into your house? He will make it a home. And lastly, consider this, and this is the most important question. Where art thou in regard to salvation? The Bible makes it plain that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. It further states that except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Therefore, the exhortation is given to repent and believe the gospel. It doesn't matter where you live on this earth, one day you'll have to leave it. It doesn't matter what educational qualifications you have, if you die unsaved, you'll drop into a lost sinner's hell. It won't matter what size of a house your coffin is carried out of. It's not what you're leaving behind that matters in eternity, but it's where you're going to be for all eternity. That's the question you need to consider. As friends stand around your grave one day, and it could be soon, they'll no doubt say all sorts of nice things about you. But the question in the preacher's heart will be, where art thou? Don't you see that all that matters is that you're saved and ready to meet God? When God says to this preacher, where art thou? I'd be able to say, I'm hiding in Christ. Beloved, if you are not in Christ, then you have no hiding place. Why not ask Christ today to come into your heart and life, to be your Saviour, and then hide your soul in Him?
I've wandered far away from God. Now I'm coming home. The paths of sin too long I've trod. Lord, I'm coming. Coming home, coming home, nevermore to roam. Open wide thine arms of love, Lord, I'm coming. Happy years. Now I'm coming home. I now repent with bitter tears. Lord, I'm coming. Coming home, coming home, nevermore to roam. Open wide thine arms of love, Lord, I'm coming.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. Don't forget that we're on air here each weekday morning, Monday to Friday. So do remember to join us at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.